From the American College of Financial Services, it's time for NextGen in 10. For the next 10 minutes, join our host, Alana Phillips, as she speaks with industry leaders and insightful guests about topics relevant to up-and-coming financial professionals.
Hey, NextGen, it's Alana Phillips. I am here today with our guest, John Stattmuller. He is the founder of Good Advisors Finish First. John, we are excited to have you with us today.
I'm excited to be here, Alana. Thank you.
I think it's going to be a good conversation. I have been friends with you, I think, on social media, really LinkedIn, right, for a number of years now. And so I want to start off by giving our listeners a little picture of who you are. From what I know about following you on the internet, you are a state champion baton twirler. You are a lover of cats. You're a full-time dad, I think, is your main role on LinkedIn. Who are you, John? Can you give us a little bit of color on what is the John Stattmuller origin story here?
I appreciate that. And I appreciate you bringing up the state champion baton twirler. That came up recently. I grew up in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. My aunt has a baton twirling studio that was basically my life as a child, you know, year after year going to these baton contests. When I was 6 years old, they put a baton in my hand and they said, go out and twirl. I was the only boy in Wisconsin that year. And so I was crowned the state champion. So that was that background. As I mentioned, grew up in Oshkosh, moved out to Utah.
Is that like Oshkosh Bagosh? Is that a place?
It is an actual place.
And oh, wow.
Yeah. When I was growing up in grade school, we went on field trips and we'd actually visit. They used to make the overalls there. It's now shipped overseas, but that's where it's from. Yeah. Oshkosh Bagosh.
Wow. Okay. Thank you for that history lesson. Please keep us going.
All right. So I went to UW Oshkosh, University of Wisconsin Oshkosh, moved out to Utah, then Colorado, Florida, now in Minnesota. And I got into the industry initially in Park City, Utah. I was bartending and I had a finance degree from Wisconsin Oshkosh. And I wanted to get into the industry and I interviewed, looked around a bit, but I would always just throw out feelers as people were coming into the bar, and it ended up landing with this group. And I started out as a bank rep with Washington Mutual, became a registered rep, and that's what started my progression into the industry.
It is amazing, I think, how many origin stories start in a bar for some reason, especially coming into financial services. Like, there's a lot of similarities, honestly, between being bartender and a financial professional. So you're listening to people. There's a lot of issues that come out of those conversations, very personal. So it makes a lot of sense. Also, side question, John, when the movie version of your origin story comes out, the baton twirling story, will it be Will Ferrell that's playing you, or who?
Yeah, I think of that old school episode where he's got the ribbon and he's dancing. Yeah, and that would be a great a great actor to play the role.
I'm waiting for that one to come out. I can see that coming out of this discussion. So, okay. So you get to financial services though, you're working for Washington Mutual. Talk to us about some of the places that you have worked or the different roles that you've done. Cause I know you've done a few different things from there to get you to the point that you're at now. Can we talk about what those roles were?
Certainly. So, a registered rep with Washington Mutual at that time was wearing two hats. So I would open checking accounts as a bank employee, do banking employee functions. But whenever there was an opportunity for an annuity, mutual fund, opening an investment account, basically we'd get up from one desk, walk over to another desk, and I'd say, we're no longer in FDIC insured world. This is now the investing world, and kind of start going down that road. For quite a while, my interest turned to wholesaling and wanting to be a wholesaler, kind of moving on from being an advisor. That took me to Denver, where I worked for Jackson National for a number of years. Started out as an internal wholesaler, worked my way into the seminar systems unit. So I was basically a speaker for Jackson, would travel the country, going out and delivering presentations. Moved on from Jackson, actually became a wholesaler, then an advisor with Ed Jones, financial consultant with Charles Schwab, found my way back to Jackson National, moved over to the broker dealer network with Jackson. And that's really where I've basically solidified my place, I feel, in the industry, was working with advisors from a home office standpoint. I was with Invest Financial and then eventually made it to LPL Financial. And that's what took me to Minnesota, where I am today.
I really appreciate about this story and for our listeners why I've asked you to share this, because I think, John, you've experienced so many different parts of the industry and different firms and the differences between them, which is one of the challenges for our newer folks, is just like, where's my right fit and how do I bumble around and find that firm and that role that's going to match what I do best, my risk tolerance, my goals, you know, all of those things that apply to that. So I guess I want to go back to these wholesaler roles. What was it about those roles that was appealing to you? What did you enjoy? What did you not enjoy about doing that type of work?
I really, as I mentioned, most recently, home office supporting advisor. I just have a passion for supporting advisors. And it's not that I lack a passion for working and helping the end client. I don't really know what it is that gave me such a strong attraction to working with advisors, but that really became my passion in, you know, whatever, you know, role it happened to be over the last several years, and specifically as a wholesaler. And maybe it comes down to just the opportunity to touch so many different relationships and in life circumstances, as I'm working with one advisor to another advisor, and the number of clients that they're coming in contact with and helping support. I really enjoy that aspect of the business.
Did you know that as you were in those roles, like you felt like there was not an alignment with what you were doing? Or is that something that you have clarity on now when you look back at all the things you've done?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, Alana. I think it's now a point where, looking back, I see what led me to this point. At the time, for a long time as a wholesaler, I thought I was going to go back over to the retail side. And so I'm looking to, you know, work with, as I was supporting advisors, I would always kind of tease out, like back to when I was bartending, I'd tease out and say where I'm thinking of maybe going. And at that, in a couple of circumstances, it was thinking of going back over to the retail side. You know, is there an office that I can align with, that partner with, you know, buy a piece of a book of business? And so at the time, I guess I really didn't find myself for quite a while. And then now looking back, like I said, my passion really is in that role of supporting financial advisors, more from kind of a back office standpoint.
I'll pause us there and we will be back in just a moment.
The American College of Financial Services is dedicated to providing applied financial knowledge and education, promoting lifelong learning, and advocating for ethical standards for the benefit of society. I'm George Nichols III, President and CEO, and I encourage you to listen and subscribe to this and other college podcasts as we continue to expand our horizons in this digital landscape. Remember, no matter what, we are always stronger together. Visit theamericancollege.edu to learn how you can be part of the change we're building.
Learn how a goal-based approach redefines 21st century investment with our Wealth Management Certified Professional designation. Bring your value to a new level at theamericancollege.edu/WMCP.
And we're back, John. Let's pick up where we left off. I want to give you a compliment, John, about something, but I'm also probably going to poke a little fun at you in the process. So just buckle up for that for a second. You, your personality, the baton twirling, obviously being the best example of that, you have a very, I think, unique clarity on what you just described, right? Working for the service, or working in service of advisors. We're going to get into the conversation about what good advisors finish first really means and how that came about. But you also have this willingness to share. You have a openness about helping advisors. And I understand why some of those roles maybe didn't align with your philosophies about the industry and the world, which we'll get into, obviously. Have you had a hard time as you have been in these different organizations or in these different roles of meshing with this culture in financial services?
Another great question, Alana. Yeah, I mean, absolutely, right? My personality is a little bit out there. I've pushed the envelope in a lot of different roles. And most recently with LPL, I mean, I pushed the envelope as hard and as far as I could. And it wasn't that I was trying to go against the grain, you know, fight against the grain or call attention to things that, you know, maybe could be done better. It was more, and this is something I've come to understand better today. It's just focusing on the good. This is where the concept good advisors finish first comes from, is the industry just in general has this negative persona in the general public. And I just feel I've seen too much good in the industry. And I feel like as an industry, we need to stop apologizing for the bad and we need to focus on the good. And that definitely, again, I don't think it was against the grain in terms of, you know, working for some of these firms, but it certainly was a different approach than my peers.
Definitely so. I think about the number of folks who have said to me, John, who is this guy posting cat memes on your posts on LinkedIn? You certainly have a different approach and a sense of humor and a focus on those good, right? That you can be who you are, that you can show up how you are, that we can be silly and still make a real impact within this industry. So I guess you've identified obviously some problems in these different roles that you've been in and the perspective that you have on the industry. What are some of those main problems that you've identified them? And I know in the next episodes, we'll get into how we solve those.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely become a bigger cause, mission, a bigger epiphany that I've had. And I mean, it's really good people finish first. It's bigger than the industry. It's something else. And a lot of this goes back to transparency. I remember one of my first videos I put up on LinkedIn, I purposefully didn't wear a suit just to kind of see what would happen. One of the first pieces of feedback I received from one of my peers was, oh, you're not wearing a suit. I'm like, so what? I recorded that on a Saturday. I mean, I gave the same exact message that I would have done while wearing a nice tailored suit. What makes that message any different? You know, so again, much bigger than the industry, I think there's a lot of things that are being done to try to represent something as opposed to just do what's right, just do what's best for the client. And I guess just I'll tell you a real quick story. When I, prior to bartending, I'm in Utah and trying to get into the industry interviewing, I still, this just rings in my head constantly. I took a test with a particular firm. I won't say which firm it was. And there was a question and it just said, you need to meet a certain quota this month. There's a client that comes in, you can meet your quota if you sell the client whatever product it was, but it wasn't in the client's best interest. And I answered that question thinking, well, duh, I'm going to do what's in the client's best interest, right? That's what you want. That's the best long-term solution. That wasn't the right answer. Like the right answer was, well, you got to find a way to sell the client something. And it just, that type of mentality, I don't even want to necessarily say that it's bad. I just believe it's unnecessary. You'll be more successful in the long run, I believe, if you just simply do the right thing from the get-go.
You know, I couldn't agree more with you, John, about that. And I, again, a thing I appreciate about you, and I think our listeners will come to appreciate as we talk about the other work that you're doing, what you have done, those things that you've described, the not showing up in a suit, the being transparent, the not selling stuff because that's what we're supposed to do. Like you give the people in your community and network, John, permission to be who they are. And I think that that's a really important thing in our industry that is certainly lacking. So my last question to you, John, and I hope our listeners will hang out with us as we continue to talk about good advisors finish first. What do you think the next gen listeners can learn from your example?
It's another good question.
I'm just picking winners, another. Yeah.
I think it kind of comes down to that. One of the things that really has inspired me and motivates me and makes me feel good, why I'm so confident in telling the story or talking about all the good things, is I see people coming to the conclusion that it took me a long time to get to. I see people coming to that conclusion much sooner. Ilana, you're a great example. People who earlier in life realize it is better to just simply be yourself, not try to pretend to be someone else, not try to pull the wool over a client's eyes, just simply do the right thing. And so I guess, you know, to the listeners, to the next gen, is as soon as possible, you know, shed any of those, you know, things that are being forced on you or being told where you have to try to pretend to be someone that you're not. Be yourself and do what you know is best. You will be more successful in the long run.
I agree. And again, I think that those of us that are doing this, giving permission to those folks to do it, I appreciate you in this mission. And thank you for setting this up for us, John, as we continue to talk about good advisors finish first.
Thanks, Ilana.
For more episodes of this and other podcasts, visit theamericancollege.edu/podcasts. And don't forget to leave us a rating and review. This has been Next Gen in 10, brought to you by the American College of Financial Services.